Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Tonight, we explore the powers of Beltane. We connect with bringing in the May customs. We connect with the greening and the flowering of land at Beltane time. We connect with ways of tapping into Beltane, its traditions, its symbology, its energies for personal and community healing and wellness. This is Selena Fox, and it's great to have you all here for this new podcast. I will be sharing with you some chants, some blessings, and some explorations of different aspects of the powers of Beltane. Bringing in the May with our right today. Bringing in the May with our right today. Bringing in the May with our right today. In the Northern Hemisphere, Beltane happens on or near April 30th and May 1st. Indeed, for generations across time, the Beltane time has been associated with the time of blossoming. And the phrase, bringing in the May, is all about Beltane celebrations. Depending on the community and the era, Beltane may take place over several days and nights. It may even last up into a week. And we are here at 2020 doing this podcast, and we are on the 29th of April, and we are definitely in that process of bringing in the May. I created the Bringing in the May chant to not only emphasize the Bringing in the May phrase that's been associated with Beltane, but to keep it in a contemporary context, and we have done versions of that chant. We're bringing in the May with our fest today, with our life today, well, with our podcast today. I sometimes, as part of Beltane celebrations, have the opportunity to go into other communities. And last year, a year and a day ago, I was doing a Bringing in the May Beltane Blessings Sunday service at Unitarian Church North in Mequon, Wisconsin. And I'd like to share with you now the opening words for this Unitarian Universalist service that I was guest minister for. We celebrate the wheel of the year, the cycle of seasons. We celebrate the coming of May and the flowering time of Beltane. We honor the sacred earth and the greening of the land. We honor the sacred air and the fragrant breezes. We honor the sacred fire and the lengthening and warming days. We honor the sacred water and nurturing rains that sustain life. We honor the biosphere that is planet Earth, our home. We honor the cosmos and the greater universe. We honor the Great Spirit, the interconnecting sacred source that is within us and around us. We honor the Great Mother and the Great Father and their unity. We honor the circle of nature of which we are all part. Blessed be. As we take our journey tonight into the powers of Beltane, I invite you now to envision that you are in a sacred circle, and around you, forming the perimeter of the circle, are flowers. These can be flowers that are sprouting from the ground, or if you prefer to envision yourself in an indoor temple, they're strewn around in a sacred circle. Circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around, circle of life, circle of sound, circle of Beltane, circle around. And as you experience yourself in the center of this Beltane circle you have cast, let us together call in the powers of Beltane, one at a time. Powers of life, powers of Beltane, come to us. As we connect with the powers of life, we connect with the beauty and the dynamic renewal of land greening, fields, gardens sprouting with green, trees budding out, growing new leaves, blooming. We connect with the powers of life that are blossoming, flowers, the beauty of flowers of many types in gardens, in fields, in arboretums, in parks. We feel the life force renewing, vibrant, energetic in the greening of nature, the blooming of the land. We connect with the powers of life as we envision planting activities. Individuals, families, and households planting gardens around their homes, in community gardens, having plants growing indoors. We planting of the fields in agricultural areas. We connect with the new life, the beginnings of the growing season. We connect with the abundance, the bounty in the making, in nature. Vegetation that is life-giving. And we connect with creativity. the powers of life being inspired, inspired in a bardic sense, crafting songs and poems and stories and plays, crafting other artistic and crafty endeavors. But we also celebrate the creativity of invention, of problem solving, and we celebrate creations. Let us reflect on the powers of life that are abundant at Beltane time. And as I play the singing bowl, I invite you to call to mind some aspect of powers of life that you appreciate happening in your life right now, or that you seek to bring into your life. Of life, powers of Beltane, we celebrate you. We connect with you. We invite you to continue to be with us now and in times to come. Powers of fire, powers of Beltane, we call to you and invite you to energize us, to inspire us, to enhance our vitality. We connect with the powers of fire of Beltane as sacred sun. Indeed, the name Beltane, some say, reflects Bel as a form of sun divinity, as sun god. Balefires, bonfires kindled in connection with bringing in the May in the Northern Hemisphere. And now that paganism is around the world, 6 months later in the Southern Hemisphere, there will be kindling of bonfires there as well, going into November. The fire is such a powerful symbol, a symbol of the season. The fire represents the sun that gives life, that sustains life. In some traditions, the old custom of kindling two large bonfires, typically of one or more sacred woods as part of Beltane celebrations, was creating a kind of Beltane fire threshold to connect with the powers of fire, not only in terms of energizing, but purification. Livestock would be driven through the gateway between the two blazing bonfires. The sacred woods were not only sacred in a magical and spiritual sense, but part of the sacred woods were things that served as fumigants. So livestock, after sometimes being cooped up in places during the colder months of the year, would then be driven through and purified by Beltane fires as they prepared for their journey into summer pastures. Humans themselves have had a relationship with fire at Beltane time. Indeed, Beltane, being the midpoint of the springtime is one of four Celtic fire festivals. And actually, among the Celts, what we would call the midpoints of the seasons were actually the beginning of a season. So the Beltane, which is the middle of our spring, was really the beginning of summer. Beltane, the beginning of May. Lunasa, the beginning of August. Samhain, beginning of November. And Imbolc, the beginning of February, are the four Celtic fire festivals. And they were called fire festivals because fire was such an essential part of these celebrations. A tradition that has its roots in the ancient pagan past is that of fire leaping. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, this has been an old custom that we have adapted as part of our celebrations. In particular, our main ritual, we will dance the maypole. We will go out to our green, our big field, where we have a huge fire that we will be kindling. And on the way there, or in sometimes we do it after we've kindled the fire, we have a special fire that is low to the ground, and it's usually comprised of mugwort stalks that are left over from the harvest of the mugwort leaves that we use in spirit bags for a pagan spirit gathering and in other sacred ways. And people have the opportunity to do the fire leaping. Leaping over this long, skinny line of fire for good luck. Now, in our community, people have a choice. They can jump that fire multiple times by oneself with loved ones. And often we will have our drummers on either side of a long jumping way. So people line up and take a flying leap and jump over the fire. And there's cheers and drumming and a steady stream of people jumping the fire. And the mugwort is connected with the warmer time of year. It's a purification herb, an herb connected with raising consciousness and enhancing intuition and making magic. Sometimes couples will jump the fire together. Sometimes households will jump the fire together. Sometimes whole families jump the fire together. And for people that are not physically in a space to do any kind of jumping, we have an alternative for that as well, which is walking nearby and passing one's hand over the fire so that we are able to have this fire leaping and connection for good fortune available for people of all kinds of abilities. Over the last couple decades, we have started working with fire and the power of fire, the joyous, exuberant, vitality-enhancing dimension of fire with what's known as fire spinning. And we have a variety of fire spinners in our community. And this typically happens on the main evening of our three-day Beltane festival, in which fire spinners will go around our big fire and will spin fire, spin poi, and sometimes it takes the form of one person spinning, and sometimes we get a number of people spinning and using different kinds of devices that are kindled on fire. And it is quite beautiful in the dark. So as you experience yourself in the circle of Beltane, call to mind Beltane fires. Call to mind some aspect of fire that you appreciate and that you wish to strengthen your connection with at this Beltane time as I play the singing bowl. Powers of fire, powers of Beltane, we give thanks to you and we celebrate you. Continue to be part of our Beltane festivities. So mote it be. Powers of waters, powers of Beltane, we connect with you and celebrate you, your traditions, and your fertility nurturing dimensions. Within the Unitarian Universalist service that I did a year ago, there is something called the chalice lighting, which is something that is done by many UU communities as part of their Sunday services. And here we have a combination of chalice and representing water and fire. I share with you the Beltane chalice lighting words that I created for that service. We light this chalice as Beltane fire in celebration of the fertility of the growing season, in celebration of the flowering time, in celebration of community. May we cultivate and nurture our connections with each other and the circle of life. Blessed be. While Beltane is called a fire festival, there are watery traditions connected with Beltane as well. The oldest, perhaps, and the one that continues to be used today in many places around the world, has to do with the morning dew of May Day morn. It is said that you get up before dawn or as the sun is rising, and you go out into the green and hold your hands down into the grass, into other beautiful greening vegetation. Collect the dew of May Day morn in your hands and wash your face in the morning dew. There's a lot of folklore about this, and indeed, it's said to have a rejuvenating effect upon those who do this. And to what extent it actually reverses aging process or not is less important than the tradition of making contact with the green, with the water, with the rising sun as part of a way of doing a ritual of personal rejuvenation. At Beltane time, another tradition that's quite old and that continues on to this day in some parts of the world, especially in parts of England and the UK, this has to do with going to sacred wells and creating beautiful decorations around the sacred wells with flowers. Indeed, some do incredible flower mosaics with fresh flowers and quite ornate. And this decorating of sacred wells is a way of honoring the eternal life represented by that source of water. Now, in some traditions, in particular Celtic traditions, springs that bubble up from the earth were considered holy by their very virtue of linking the worlds, the underworld where the springs originated, with the world called Middle World where we are, and the sky above us, the upper world. And there are a number of holy wells and sacred springs that date back to ancient times, and people create their own kind of holy well symbolically at some Beltane rituals, and this takes the form of gathering a great bowl or basin or cauldron and filling it with water, often floating some flowers atop the water or putting it at the base of the bowl or cauldron. And this serves as a representative of the powers of water of Beltane. The powers of water are not only life-giving, just as the powers of life and the vegetation represent, but the waters also often will have therapeutic dimensions, healing dimensions, connected with well-being. Indeed, a Beltane custom can be to go to an actual well if there is one in your area, or for most of us who may not have that kind of immediate access, having that symbolic well of water blessed in a bowl or cauldron and sitting before that as a way of communing with the sacred waters, scrying in the waters, connecting with nurturing powers, healing powers, well-being, being peaceful, calm before the waters. Call to mind the healing powers of water at Beltane time. Reflect on that as I play our singing bowl. Powers of Beltane, we give thanks to you and invite you to continue to nurture and heal us now and in times to come. So mote it be. Powers of otherworld encounters, powers of Beltane. Powers of the fae folk, powers of the ancestors, powers of the divine, as great goddess, as great god. Powers of the other world, powers of the divine world, powers of Beltane mysteries. We call to you, come, be with us, connect with us, guide us. Help us deepen our connection with myth, magic, and mystery. fae folk, fairy folk, the she, have long been associated with Beltane time. Indeed, one of the colors of Beltane is that of green, representing the greening of nature, representing the fae realm. So one way of tapping into the powers of other world encounters at Beltane is to dress in green and to do some kind of connection with fairy folk. Now, you may choose to do some research into the fae folk. Read a fairy tale. Listen to a fairy song. Go into a wild place with an offering and honoring the fae. Fae folk take a variety of forms. And while certainly there is a delightful dimension to fairy folk, and indeed the various fairy festivals around celebrate the playful, the imaginatory nature of that kind of fairy realm, but the fae also have a shadowy side. And in working with fae folk, it's important to recognize that they are part of a continuum of this other world. Although in the Northern Hemisphere, as we bring in the May and connect with the fae folk, spring is in its glory. The other side of Beltane is Samhain. And indeed, the Southern Hemisphere has Samhain going on. So there's this interplay with the other world of life and death, of rebirth, of mystery. Beltane is a time for honoring beloved dead and ancestors. And a real powerful way of doing that is to have some fresh flowers and to take them to cemeteries or to shrines and to place them there with respects for the beloved dead, for ancestors. But one does not have to journey to a cemetery in order to honor the beloved dead. One can have a home ancestor shrine or altar and place symbolic flowers, crafted flowers, fresh flowers, or flowers that can later be planted out into the garden. Some young shoots of flowers can put them on the altar as a kind of offering at Beltane time. With divinities, the great goddess, the great god, the great mother, the great father. These are ancient forms of divinity that can have a variety of names depending on the time period and the culture. The May Queen, the May King. Robin Hood, Maid Marian. The idea of celebrating the female and the male forms of divinity and their sacred union is intertwined into Beltane magic. For some, at Beltane time, these ancient forms of divinity are honored in the form of storytelling, of enactments, In fact, there can be the living embodiment of the May Queen and the May King as representatives of male and female dimensions of nature. Many Beltane festivals will have the selection and the crowning of the May Queen and the May King. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we use the lotto method, and those who want to be considered for May Queen put their names in a cauldron, and those who want to be May King put their names in a cauldron. But we have another position in our royal court, which is for the May couple. And the May couple I introduced several decades ago as a way of celebrating gender identity diversity and the diversity of sexual orientation. The aspect of Beltane couple is to connect with a couple that's deeply in love. So their gender identity, it's up to them as to how they define themselves and what pronouns they use. And it can be a same-sex couple or a couple that would call themselves lesbian or gay or bisexual or transgender or queer or gender nonconforming or non-binary. So over the years, we've had a female for the May Queen, a male for the May King, and our May couple has been diverse depending on the year. And we see that honoring these mythic and sacred and magical forms of the divine is a way that links us to the inner magic of nature. At Beltane time and throughout the year, I sound the singing bowl to celebrate our connections with the divine. And as I play this bowl, consider what balances you want to have at this Beltane time within yourself. Powers of other world encounters, powers of Beltane. We call to you and celebrate you and thank you for being with us and around us and continue to guide us and delight us and inform us as we journey into this Beltane time. So be it. Perhaps the most known part of the powers of Beltane are what we invoke now, powers of sexuality, powers of Beltane. We call to you, we celebrate you. Come and bless us with your magic of union. So, Beltane is about the birds and the bees. It's about procreation. And indeed, some of the ways in the ancient past continuing into the present day has been for people to go into the green and to have sexual encounters with each other. And the idea was that as couples mated, they put forth a sexuality blessing on the fields. And while it can take a lot of different forms for people depending on what community they're with and whether they symbolically enact or mythically talk about this or have an actuality, the idea of connecting with the powers of Beltane in procreation way is something quite ancient. Part of the reason I introduced the Beltane couple dimension to our May court years ago was so that we would have a couple that had bonded already, a loving couple, and brought that loving process and presence, as well as the sexual dimension within the wrong relationship. Let the joys and the beauty of that come into the celebration. Perhaps the most dramatic form of the sexual dimension of Beltane is the dancing of the maypole, in the ribbon dance in particular. So you have the male dimension of nature represented by the maypole, and typically around the top of the maypole is a beautiful crown of flowers that's been crafted either of fresh flowers or silk flowers. It represents the goddess, and the weaving of the ribbons around the pole is another dimension of this joining together of the female and the male. Now, what many people don't know about maypoles is that the ribbon dance part actually is, relatively speaking, more recent dimension of maypole dancing. It actually started emerging into popularity in the 19th century. Maypole dancing was widespread across Europe for hundreds of years. In fact, in many places, there was a year-round maypole in the village square. There were a lot of changes in religion and process, and many of those maypoles got cut down in the UK in particular as the Puritans took power in the 1600s for a while. There was a massive cutting down of the maypoles, getting rid of those pagan symbols. I'm happy to report, though, maypoles are on the rise, and I use that word intentionally in this context, and the idea of maypoles being revived is just a wonderful thing. We have had a permanent maypole that we keep up year-round at Circle Sanctuary for many, many years. We got the land at Samhain in 1983 and started having a year-round maypole that following Beltane. Over the years, we have experimented with a variety of different long-standing maypoles, and a number of years ago, we found an old utility pole that we decided to turn into a maypole. It was much more solid, and we had been affixing ribbons onto that and dancing the maypole and leaving the wrapped maypole up year-round as part of our tradition. So as we look at the powers of sexuality, it is something that's quite ancient. It is tied into some of these other powers, the powers of life and the renewal of energy and vitality. And it can be a ancient way of connecting us with the concept of union within ourselves psychologically as well as spiritually. As I play this singing bowl, I invite you to call to mind a couple that you see as embodying the joys of union of Beltane. Might be in your own life, it might be from a story. Hold the image in your mind of a couple connecting and being one at Beltane time. Sexuality, powers of Beltane, we celebrate you. Continue to be in this world, revitalize humankind and the rest of the natural world. So be it. Powers of pleasure, powers of Beltane, the powers of fun. Indeed, Beltane is a fun festival. Joy, pleasure, making merry, long-standing traditions across the ages. You will see it in the various customs connected with Beltane. Great feast. Often people will dance in beautiful colors, be dressed in all sorts of colorful garb, have flower crowns on their heads. Just a wonderful, pleasureful, delightful Beltane with all the colors of the rainbow as part of decor. Beautiful images, sensuality, delight, having fun. A tradition that we've had at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve has been Morris dancing. And indeed, Morris dancing, an old English folk dance that goes back hundreds of years, and each village would have their own Morris dancers. The idea was that the Morris dancers on May Day morn would go out and dance up the sun, and in so doing would help bring about that fertility of the land and help community prosper. Well, the Oak Apple Morris dancers have been part of the Circle Sanctuary community Beltane for more than 20 years, and unlike some of the early Morris dancers in history, this Morris dance team has both women and men in it, and a variety of Morris dancers of different ages. Although some of them have been with this troupe for a really long time and are up in years. And there is a dancing of particular patterns and particular melodies. There is the use of sticks clacking together, tapping on the ground. In a way, it embodies a variety of these powers of Beltane. We've talked about the powers of life with planting and agriculture, a way of blessing the land for good crops, the powers of fire, celebrating the energy of the sun, the powers of the water, the flowing and nurturing of the music and the joy, the powers of otherworldly encounters. Indeed, some Morris dance troupes will have some of the characters dressed up and being present, green man, an hobby horse, sometimes there'll be a fertility goddess of sorts. And indeed, the union of male and female is often depicted by what's known as the Betty, typically a man that cross-dresses. and represents the union of male and female, looks at that sexuality dimension. For many years, the Oak Apple Morris dancers had a quite large man being the Betty with a full beard and a flaming pink outfit. And he'd carry around a basket of poppy seed cakes, little cookies that he had made and gave out to others for fertility of the bring forth children kind, or for those who weren't interested in that dimension of the fertility dimensions of Beltane, the fertility of the mind with creativity. And certainly dancing the maypole and having fun into the night. Indeed, Beltane is a way of welcoming the summer in. So call to mind a fun time that you have experienced at Beltane in your sacred Beltane circle as I play the singing bowl. Powers of pleasure, powers of Beltane. We enjoy you. We delight in you. We welcome you into our lives at this Beltane time and throughout the year. So mote it be. Well, there is yet another power of Beltane, and that is the power of community. Powers of community, powers of Beltane. We call to you, we honor you from the past, in the present, and for the future. Powers of community, we celebrate community face to face, in inner space, and in cyberspace. Powers of community, we celebrate traditions that are old, traditions in the making, customs, ancient and contemporary. So as we call the powers of community, we connect with the magic when humankind connects together. Beltane can be celebrated if one is the only dweller in one's home space. You can do a solitary ceremony, but one of the things I would encourage you to do at this Beltane and at others in Beltanes to come is not only have your own personal observance of Beltane, but to keep in mind that you are part of Beltane celebrations of many types that are happening. And for those of you who enjoy the global interface, as you imagine yourself and your Beltane powers of community manifesting in your own life, also connect with community at Samhain time in the Southern Hemisphere. With the powers of community, we understand ourselves as being part of a great network of practitioners of celebrating the seasons, keeping alive these old traditions and creating new ones. And this includes not just those who have Celtic roots, for indeed Beltane has gone global and multicultural, international, multilingual, interreligious, as people celebrate the layers of culture, not only in the here and now, but across time. We celebrate the powers of community. And in 2020, we celebrate Beltane in a variety of online ways. Circle Sanctuary is having its very first online Beltane celebration. Workshops, meditations, ceremonies, and joining others together in a virtual Beltane. So as Beltane continues to be celebrated in the human realm, we can innovate, rejuvenate, create new and marvelous ways of connecting with the powers of community, the powers of Beltane in all its many forms. As I play the singing bowl, I invite you to consider yourself and this podcast experience being part of a great network of Beltane celebrations happening right now over the next few days and nights, and also part of the Beltane celebrations that have happened over the years across time, and Beltane celebrations that are yet to come. Powers of community, powers of Beltane, we honor you, celebrate you, embrace you, and contribute to you. For together, as we've done our powers of Beltane tonight, we have all been able to join together and recognize that Beltane is multifaceted. It is powerful in many ways. Beltane guiding us as individuals, guiding us and our loved ones, guiding us and humankind in our connections with the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. And now some closing words. Thanksgiving to the sacred earth, sacred air, sacred fire, sacred water, sacred spirit. Thanksgiving to planet earth and the cosmos. Thanksgiving to the wheel of the year and to the flowering time of spring. Thanksgiving to the great goddess, great God, great unity, and to the circle of nature. May the renewing and creative powers of Beltane be in us and with us now and in the times to come. So be it. We give thanks to the powers of Beltane. We give thanks to all of us who have joined together for this live podcast, listening live, and to all of you who will be listening later. We give thanks to Beltane, its joy, its life, its energetic fire, its nurturing waters, its magical otherworldly encounters, its magic of sexuality and pleasure, its powers of community. Happy Beltane. Thank you all for listening to Powers of Beltane. And I invite you to connect with all the various podcasts that are part of our CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast network. Indeed, there are other podcasts that have Beltane as a focus, and you can connect with these podcasts and others at www.circlesanctuary.org. And be sure to follow our CSNP Facebook page. There you will get updates about the various podcasts that come to be. I invite you to tune in to Circle Sanctuary's upcoming Beltane celebration online Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. And you can join in the Beltane at 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time and join in with the live chat. There'll be a variety of workshops and ceremonies. I will be doing a new one on Beltane flower magic. And if you are not able to listen when we have this broadcasting via the Circle Sanctuary Community Facebook page, you will be able to tune in later via YouTube, and that Facebook page will have our various activities archived. I invite you also to follow Circle Sanctuary on social media, not only on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community, but Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. And you can learn more about Circle Sanctuary at our main website, circlesanctuary.org. And you can follow me on YouTube. I have a new YouTube channel, Selena Fox, Instagram, Selena Fox, Instagram TV, Selena Fox, Twitter, Selena_Fox. And I have a Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. I want to give thanks to our CSNP podcasting team. Special thanks to David and Jeanette Ewing, who anchor this podcast every week and also have Moon Magic. I want to give thanks to Laura Gonzalez and Deborah Rose, who also do podcasts, and to Casey Pope, who is our social media coordinator for Circle Sanctuary. I want to give thanks to all who have been part of the Circle Sanctuary community over the years, and to all of you who listen and give us feedback and support for our podcasting ministries. Many blessings. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And as Beltane goes forth into this world, may we all be safe. May we be connected with each other in inner space, in cyberspace, and at good social distancing in the physical realm. May healing and wellness come to humankind and to planet Earth, now and in times to come. So mote it be. Good night.
I am pagan and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know that I follow the goddess cause she rocks my soul. Don't need your Bible, this life I'm reborn, no Ten Commandments, one fills the bill, and it harm none, do what you will. rocks your soul.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.